Ari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev Gurudev, Gurudev, Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Gaura Haribol. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Stotra Sata Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskon Bibiti Samsthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Praye Swabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द एलिमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल क्रिएशन टेक्स्ट 11। पुरुषः ईश्वरयोः अत्र न वैलक्षण्यम् अणु अपि तत् अन्य कल्पना अपार्था ज्ञानम् च प्रकृते गुणः। पुरुषेश्वरयोरत्र न वैलक्षण्यम् अन्वपि तदन्यकल्पनापार्था ज्ञानम् च प्रकृतेर्गुणः। पुरुषेश्वरयोरत्र न वैलक्षण्यमन्वपि 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 तदन्यकल्पनापार्था ज्ञानम् च प्रकृतेर्गुणः। माताजीस् वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग्स। पुरुष बिटवीन द एंजॉयर ईश्वरयोः एंड द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर अत्र हियर इन न देर इज नो वैलक्षण्यम डिसिमिलैरिटी अणु माइन्यूट अपि इवन तत् ऑफ देम अन्य एज बीइंग कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट कल्पना द इमेजिन्ड आइडिया अपार्था यूजलेस ज्ञानम नॉलेज च एंड प्रकृते ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर गुणः अ क्वालिटी। Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. According to knowledge in the material mode of goodness, there is no qualitative difference between the living entity and the supreme controller. The imagination of qualitative difference between them is useless speculation. Purport. According to certain philosophers, there are 25 elements, among which a single category is stipulated for both the individual living entity and the Supreme Lord. Such impersonal knowledge is declared by the Lord to be material, jnanam cha prakrite gunaha. Such knowledge can, however, be accepted to establish the qualitative identity of the Supreme Lord and the living entities who expand from him. Materialistic persons sometimes believe that there is a supreme spirit in heaven, but also think that human beings are identical with their material bodies and thus qualitatively and perpetually separated from the Supreme Lord. Knowledge of the Lord's qualitative oneness with the living entity as described in this verse, refutes the materialistic concept of life and partially establishes the absolute truth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the actual situation as Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. The supreme controller and the controlled living entities are simultaneously one and different. In the material mode of goodness, the oneness is perceived. As one proceeds further to the stage of Vishuddha Sattva or purified spiritual goodness, one finds spiritual variety within the qualitative oneness, completing one's knowledge of the absolute truth. The words Navailakshanyam Anvapi boldly affirm that the individual living entity is indisputably part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and qualitatively one with Him. Any philosophical attempt to separate the living entity from the Supreme Lord and deny His eternal servitude to the Lord is thus refuted. Speculation arriving at the conclusion that the living entity has independent existence separate from the Lord is described here as apartha, useless. Nevertheless, the theory of 25 elements is acceptable to the Lord as a preliminary phase in the evolution of spiritual knowledge. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I would like to beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. It is a highly technical subject matter in today's verse and purport. I don't know how much I will be able to do justice, but as a purification for my own purification, I will attempt to speak something. So, in this series of chapters, which are collectively known as Uddhava Gita, we saw in that, like preceding this chapter, in chapter 20, Krishna is talking about pure devotional service. And one of the obstacles on the path of pure devotional service is Karma Kand, which Krishna elaborates about in the 21st chapter. Then, in order to understand about all these things right from the beginning, how these elements came about and all these things, that is what Uddhav's question at the beginning, Uddhav is asking this question to Lord Krishna at the beginning of this chapter. And Krishna is explaining about the elements of material creation. And Krishna concludes this chapter by saying that I am speaking to you about all these elements so that you can transcend your false ego irrespective of what is happening to you. Like, in the conclusion to this chapter, This verse comes where Krishna says, even though you are neglected, you are insulted, you are ridiculed or envied by bad men, or even though repeatedly you are agitated by being beaten, tied up or deprived of one's occupation, even if somebody is spat upon or polluted with urine by ignorant people, in all these situations, one who desires the highest goal in life should, in spite of all these difficulties, use his intelligence to keep himself safe on the spiritual platform. So in spite of all, whatever is happening to you, somebody is insulting you, somebody is spitting at you, whatever is happening, Krishna concludes this chapter. This is the conclusion of this chapter. Krishna says that if you know all these about these elements, then you can transcend your false ego and you will not be disturbed by external whatever is happening to you. So then Uddhava responds that it is quite impossible what you are saying to come to this, like, you know, in Bhagavad Gita also sometimes Krishna suggests something to Arjuna and then Arjuna says what you are saying is quite impossible. So this is something here in Uddhava Gita we find Krishna is suggesting and then Uddhava says this is quite impossible. So in order to demonstrate an example, in the next chapter Krishna will talk about the Bhikshu Gita, the song of Avanti Brahman. So coming back to today's verse. So today's verse, it begins with this. About discussion about the different elements. There was slight discussion in yesterday's purport also, whether 24 elements, 25 elements, 26 elements, what is happening there. So Prabhupada talks in his purports about one personality who is known as, Prabhupada calls him atheistic Kapila. And this Kapila, he talks about 24 elements. 24 elements, the entire materialistic world is composed of 24 elements, which is somewhat similar to Charvak's philosophy. It's limited to the mortal material body. 24 elements, now this question came to my mind also, from where these numbers are coming, 24, 25, 26. So it was explained yesterday, in yesterday's book. 24 elements basically comprise of the five elements, five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, then five senses, five gross senses, that is sight, speech, sight, touch, smell and hearing. Five senses, and there are five sense objects, comes to 15. Mind, intelligence and false ego makes it 18. And the five working senses, hands, legs, the tongue, the anus and the genital, the five working senses. So this comes to 23. Still we have not come to 24. And the 24th element is the contaminated chitta. Like, when this chit potency of the living entity, when it comes in contact with the material modes of nature, it becomes contaminated chitta. And when it becomes purified again, it is called as chit. So that's why when the soul is called sat chit ananda. So that chit potency, when it is contaminated by the material modes of nature, it is called chitta. And that is the contaminated consciousness, the chitta, is the 24th element. So these 24 elements are only limited to the body, material body, mortal material body. And therefore this is, we can say, that Charvak's philosophy. Unfortunately, most of them, they think they are the body. And they should therefore enjoy the material senses irresponsibly. Since when death comes, everything will be finished. Charvak has put it very succinctly. He says, Ranam krutva ghanam pivet yavat jivet sukham jivet bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kuta punaragamano bhavet. We don't know, maybe this is the only life, so therefore just live life king size, enjoy life to its fullest. So that is somewhat what we talk about material 24 elements, philosophy of 24 elements. In today's purport, it begins with, according to certain philosophers, there are 25 elements, among which a single category is stipulated for both the living entity and the Supreme Lord. So this at this philosophy which is propounded by the atheistic Kapila, which consists of the 24 elements, it is just the bodily concept of life. This body is all in all, enjoy, whatever enjoyment you can give to this body is what you are going to get. One step beyond that is when you understand that I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. And at that level, both the Mayavadis and Vaishnavas, they agree on that level, that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. So soul comes into the picture and that becomes the 25th element. But that is where the similarities stop. As far as Mayavadi is concerned, soul is equal to super soul. So therefore, there is only 25 elements. But then, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Kapila Deva is explaining Sankhya philosophy to his mother Devahuti, he speaks about the 26th element, about the super soul, which is superior to the soul. In quality, both are same, but in quantity, they are different. Qualitative oneness, but quantitative difference. This is Vaishnava Sankhya. So, in the system of philosophy where there is discussion about only 24 elements, then in that system, consciousness is also considered to be a product of matter. However, Mayavadis and Vaishnavas agree that the consciousness arises from the soul. So, then we go back to the purport. First line we read, according to certain philosophers, there are 25 elements among which a single category is stipulated for both the living entity and the Supreme Lord. So, here it is discussion about when single category is stipulated for the soul and the Supreme Lord, that means we are... Prabhupada is like, it's, the discussion is that this is about the Mayavad philosophy. But such impersonal knowledge is declared by the Lord to be material. Jnanam cha prakritye gunaha. Such knowledge can, however, it is impersonal knowledge. But we can accept that knowledge, it can be accepted to establish the qualitative identity of the Supreme Lord and the living entities who expand from Him. So this understanding that, like in this particular system of philosophy where there is only 25 elements, so in 25 elements they consider that soul and the super soul are the same. So in the purport it is said that we can accept this fact that soul and super soul are same, but only on the qualitative level. Only qualitative oneness. We cannot accept the quantitative oneness. Why? Because we understand from the Upanishadic statements, Prabhupada used to quote this very often quoted Upanishadic verse by Prabhupada, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. So it is translated as, He is the prime eternal among all eternals. He is the supreme living entity of all living entities. And the third part is most important. He alone is maintaining all life. So when he is maintaining all life, that means there is a maintainer and there are those who are dependent upon the maintainer. That means there is difference. So, Katha Upanishad is not saying that these two are one. And also, Krishna supports it in the Bhagavad Gita, when he says, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Mamai Vamsha, he says, they are all my Amshas. Krishna is not saying that they are me. Krishna is saying that they are his Amshas or fragmental parts. And most importantly, Manasasthani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. This word Karshati means struggle. So these living entities, these fragmental parts of the Lord, they are being in contact with the material nature, they are struggling. But by definition of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord will never struggle. Otherwise if he is struggling, then how is the Lord? So therefore Lord, also then Lord Krishna says, in that same series of verses in the 15th chapter, natat bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. So in the translation, Prabhupada writes that that supreme abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or the moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to this material world. Some acharyas have commented upon this verse in the following way. They say that when Lord Krishna says, he is talking about natat bhasayate suryo, that supreme abode is not illumined by the sun. But when sun comes, he is talking about when sun is the presiding deity of the sense of vision. And then he is talking about Shashanka or the moon. Moon is the presiding deity of the mind. And Pavaka or Agni is the presiding deity of the sense of speech. So certain, some acharyas, they have commented upon it as, my abode, Krishna is saying that my abode is that abode which you cannot imagine with your mind, which you cannot describe with your words, and which you cannot even see with your eyes. And having reached there, one does not come back. So this is an idea, glimpse Krishna is giving about his identity. His identity is something which is far beyond the feeble capabilities of our mind, of our intellect, of our power of speech, of our power of vision. That is his identity. And then he also says, Shariram yad avapnoti yachap utkramati ishwaraha grihitvaitani samyati vayur gandhani vasaya. The living entity in the material world carries different conception of life from one body to another. And he takes one kind of body. So there, the conditioned souls are their condition because they are struggling with their senses. So he talks about Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kama Dvandvai Vimukta Sukadukka Sanyar Gacchante Muda Padam Avyayam Tat. Those who are free from false prestige, illusion and false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress, and who unbewildered know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attain to that eternal kingdom, which cannot be described by your words, which cannot be seen by your vision, which cannot be imagined by your mind. So, we can see here the differences are, the qualitatively the Lord can never come under Maya, whereas the minute living entity, who is also an Ishwara or a controller in his own right, he has to go from one body to another body. The Lord cannot be defined or cannot be limited by our mind, intelligence, speech or our power of vision. We cannot limit him. But the living entity who also considers himself to be minute Ishwar, he is limited. So here Krishna makes it very clear that the soul and super soul are not one. They are clearly distinct. We may be Ishwar to some extent, but Krishna is Parameshwar. Ishwara Parama Krishna. So qualitatively, yes, we are equal. That is, both are spirit. So then, why Krishna has to come all the way here to the material world is because of this connection between the soul and the super soul. The soul is part and parcel of the super soul, and Krishna is not interested for any material achievements. He is not interested about any material achievements or any material things, but he cares for the genuine interest that a soul demonstrate to know about Krishna. When a soul genuinely expresses a desire to know more about Krishna, to serve Krishna and to surrender to Krishna, that is what attracts Krishna in spite of all the facilities and temptations to not do so. There is nothing here in this material world which attracts Krishna. Nothing. The only thing that attracts him is his amsha, the part and parcel of Krishna, who is qualitatively one with Krishna. When that living entity expresses a genuine interest to know more about Krishna and to surrender to Krishna. Material attributes are actually least attractive to Krishna. So we find this verse in the Bhagavatam where he says, Janma karma vayo rupa vidya aishwarya dhanadibi yadasya na bhavet stambas tatraya mad anugraha. So if a human being is born in an aristocratic family or a higher status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, if he is youthful, if he has personal beauty, a good education and good wealth, and if he is nonetheless with having all this, having aristocratic birth in an aristocratic family or a high status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, if he is youthful, if he has personal beauty, good education and lot of wealth, in spite of having all this, if he is not proud of his opulences, then it is to be understood that he is especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order to come out of the shackles, the shackles which we are bound with in this material world, the knowledge about the difference between the soul and the super soul is not enough. What is needed in order to break these shackles is explained in this verse which I just spoke. So after discussing all these various subject matters, Krishna concludes his instructions to Uddhava by saying, if you go ahead in this canto, 11th canto, Krishna concludes his instructions to Uddhava, he says that you should perform bhakti unto me. That is the last chapter in this series of chapters which are collectively known as Uddhava Gita. It is called Bhakti Yoga. In Bhagavad Gita it comes in chapter 12. But in Uddhava Gita, that is the conclusion. The chapter is called Bhakti Yoga. Till that time, until we actually surrender to Krishna and perform pure devotional service unto Krishna, all the aforementioned in knowledge in the Uddhava Gita is whatever is mentioned before that chapter which is discussing Bhakti Yoga or pure devotional to Krishna is just sufficient to be able to discriminate what is what, what is what. But however, to get out of the clutches of the material world, one needs to perform pure devotional service to the Lord. So materialistic persons sometimes believe that there is a supreme spirit in heaven, but also think that human beings are identical with their material bodies, and thus qualitatively and perpetually separated from the Supreme Lord. Knowledge of the Lord's qualitative oneness with the living entity, as described in this verse, refutes the materialistic concept of life and partially establishes the absolute truth. So materialistic persons sometimes believe that there is a supreme spirit in heaven. There is God, he exists in heaven. Theek hai. But human beings, they wrongly identify themselves with the body. That human beings, but they also think that human beings are identical with their material bodies. So here in the purport it is discussed about the materialist bodily conception of life. And therefore, because they consider themselves to be the body and not the spirit soul, therefore they consider that we are qualitatively different from the Lord and perpetually separated from the Lord. There is Lord, they accept the existence of the Lord, but he is in his own abode and there is no connection between us. We are the body, we have to enjoy while we have this body. So herein, knowledge of the Lord's qualitative oneness with the living entity, as described in this verse, refutes the materialistic concept of life. So the bodily concept of life is rejected. Wherein the conditioned living entities aspire to go to the abode of God in their own material bodies. Agar hai bhi heaven, to abhi jo situation mein, usi situation mein jayenge. Whatever body we have, we feel this is the best situation. I want to go, even if there is something called as heaven, the abode of God or whatever you may term it, I would like to go there in this own body. And there is discussion of connection between differing different You know, they discuss that this is what all it is. And therefore, janam janam ka saath. You know, in life after life, the relationship between different living entities continues. There is a concept. However, Srimad Bhagavatam does not support this view. And even to an extent, somebody like Hiranyakashipu in the pages of Bhagavatam, he refutes this conception. He says, Bhutanam ihasam vasa prapayam iva suvrate daive naikatra nitanam unnitanam swakarmabhi. He is explaining to his mother when Hiranyaksha is killed. So he is giving all this entire philosophical discussion. He is trying to pacify his mother and the wives of Hiranyaksha. So he is saying, my dear mother, in a restaurant or a place for drinking cold water, many travelers are brought together and after drinking water, they continue to their respective destinations. Similarly, living entities join together in a family and later as a result of their own actions, they are led apart to their destinations. So even a personality like Hiranyakashipu in the pages of Bhagavatam, he does not accept this viewpoint or this philosophy wherein it is considered that this body is all in all. And whatever body relations are there, they are eternal. They continue life after life. And even in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his classic verse, he says, Miche mayar vashe yachche beshe khachcha habudu bubhai, jiva krishna das e vishwas karle tar dukhanai. My dear living entities, you are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you are on the surface, sometimes you are being drowned. In this way, your eternal life is being spoilt. If you simply catch hold of Krishna and take shelter of his lotus feet, you will once again get free from all the miserable material conditions. Therefore, the entire thrust of Vedic culture is that this life of any living entity is not for your customized happiness. I repeat, the thrust of Vedic culture, the entire thrust of Vedic culture is that this life of any living entity is not for your customized happiness. It is for your customized suffering. However, it is the constant endeavor of the living entity to try and flip this statement. And try and make that this life of the living entity is for my customized happiness. So, in his endeavor to flip this statement around, I'll repeat the statement, the life of any living entity is not for your customized happiness. It is for your customized suffering. But the constant endeavor of a living, conditioned living entity in this material world is to flip this statement and constantly try to seek happiness from different sources in this material world. So the life of a living entity has to be oriented towards the goal of knowing that this material world cannot give us happiness. Rather, we have to go back to the spiritual world. And that is what the exact opposite of this is portrayed in the modern entertainment business, where there is always a rosy future and they lived happily ever after. It always concludes like that. So it's not that. So these are two ways in which the living entity, he tries to minimize the position of Krishna. A conditioned living entity tries to minimize the position of Krishna. From the Mayavadi perspective, they have this Mahavakya where they say Tattvamasi. And they try to minimize the position of Krishna by elevating themselves to his position. And materialists, on the other hand, they also do the same thing, but they use this, where Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti maam mudha manushim tanum ashrita. So, foolish persons, they think that I am one of them. So they bring Krishna down to their level. Mayavadis try to elevate themselves to his level. So in both cases, the attempt of the conditioned living entity is try to minimize the position of Krishna. But What is the position of the conditioned living entity? Jivera Swarup hai Krishnera Nitya Das. Nitya, what do you mean by Nitya? Nitya means eternal. And if you get into the Swarupa or mentality that we are the servitors of Krishna, we are the servants of Krishna eternally, then that is liberation or mukti. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavastiti. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after he gives up the changeable, gross and subtle material bodies. So, in the above verse, which he said, swarupena vyavastiti. When the living entity is situated in his swarupa, muktir hitva anyatha rupam, after giving up all other concepts, all other ideas, all other ideologies, when he is situated in his original swarupa, swarupena vyavastiti, then mukti. And what is, as we just mentioned, what is the swarupa of a living entity as given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jivera swarupa hai Krishnera Nitya Das. So until our consciousness is not completely immersed in this mood, we cannot achieve liberation. Let us continue from the purport. Knowledge of the Lord's qualitative oneness with the living entity, as described in this verse, refutes the materialistic concept of life and partially establishes the absolute truth, Sri Chait, and partially establishes the absolute truth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the actual situation as achintya bheda abheda tattva. The supreme controller and the living entities are simultaneously one and different. In the material mode of goodness, the oneness is perceived. As one proceeds further to the stage of Vishuddha Sattva or purified spiritual goodness, one finds spiritual variety within the qualitative oneness, completing one's knowledge of the absolute truth. So even in this material world, we can be in the mode of goodness, but we need to transcend even this mode of material mode of goodness. This is explained in the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is said, why? Parthiva daruno dhumas tasmad agnis trayimayah tamasastu rajastas tasmad sattvam yad brahma darshanam. So, there it is explained, firewood is a transformation of earth. But if you just have firewood, it's not going to be of much help. You just have a pile of firewood with you, it's not much help. But smoke is better than raw wood. If there is smoke emanating from the raw wood, that means there is some heat. That means whatever you keep on top of that, maybe it will not cook in one day, it will take 7 days. Pakega, kabhi na, you know, khichdi kabhi to kabhi pakegi. And fire is still better. For by fire, we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Not just cook khichdi. So, similarly, passion, rajas, is better than ignorance, tamas. But goodness is best, because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. So once one has risen to the platform of goodness, then what is his experience? His experience is, ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadinim. All transcendentalists have been rendering devotional to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna since time immemorial. And how they have been rendering service? Paramaya muda, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. So just in order to, you know, explain this part, just consider there is one person who is asleep at home, or who is traveling on his way to the airport, or you can say train station, whatever is your preferred mode of travel. And the third person is at the airport. So a person who is at the airport is in the best position. Why? Because the chances of getting a flight are more to go to the destination. So goodness is like coming to the airport. Why? Because the chances of taking off to go to the destination are more. But if the person at the airport is always condemning the other persons, that means one who is sleeping at home or one who is on his way to the airport, he is condemning them and he is proud of his position at the airport, he will never take the flight. Therefore, it is said that that good is the worst enemy for the best. Because we become habituated to the happiness that we are deriving from the mode of goodness. So, in mode of passion and ignorance, there is some hope. Because there is an awareness of our fallen nature. But in goodness, our conditioning is actually happiness. So therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mai sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. So here Krishna is saying, surrendering all your works unto me with full knowledge of me, without desire for profit, with no claims to proprietorship and free from lethargy, fight. So here acharyas have commented, this is Prabhupada's translation I just mentioned, but acharyas have also commented, when Krishna is talking about nirashi nirmamo, that is the mode of passion, give up the mode of passion. And then, surrendering all your works to me without desire for profit or mode of passion, surrender even mode of ignorance, vigata jvaraha, lethargy, become free from lethargy. And total in full knowledge of me, that means in full goodness, you surrender unto me. So in the purport to this verse, Mai Sarvani Karmani, in the very first line, Prabhupada writes, this verse clearly indicates the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. And that is to come out of the modes, even the mode of goodness. Not just passion, not just ignorance, but even the material mode of goodness, and to serve Krishna. So, also we see, here there is some discussion about Vishuddha Sattvam. So in the Bhagavatam it is said, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. What is this Vishuddha Sattvam? Vishuddha Sattvam, that which is given by Krishna, or devotional service to Krishna. Yadiyate tatra puman apavrutah, sattvecha tasmin bhagavan vasudevo hya adokshajo me namasa vidhiyate. I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudev in pure consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Vasudev is revealed without any covering. And Srila Prabhupada writes an elaborate purport about what is Vishuddha Sattva and how to come to that stage. And he says, by practicing Mamchayo Avyabhicharini Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samati Tyaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Therefore, Vishuddha Sattva, as described in this verse, is the transcendental position which is technically called Vasudev. Vasudev is also the name of the person from whom Krishna appears. This verse explains that the pure state called Vasudev is called Vasudev because in that state Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealed without any covering. To execute unadulterated devotional service, therefore, one must follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, however difficult they may be, or however we may be not inclined. It is difficult in this material world with all our conditioning. But then, again, execute unadulterated devotional service, therefore, one must follow the rules and regulations of devotional service without desire to gain material profit by fruitive activities or mental speculation. So therefore, even though the prayojan is prema pumartho mahan, as given in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but still, Rupa Goswami begins with Vacho Vegam. He starts with Vacho Vegam because that is where we have to go to execute unadulterated devotional service.
One must follow rules and regulations of devotional service without desire to gain material profit or by fruitive activities or mental speculation. That is where we begin. So sometimes, suddenly, like, especially, it definitely happens to me, when suddenly I am asked to give Bhagavatam class and all these senior devotees are sitting in front of me, especially many devotees who are qualified from Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapit, and I am like sitting in trying to speak something from Bhagavatam in front of them. It's like a state of shock for me. And when you are in such a situation, you become acutely aware of the environment around you, your body, who is there, even the fan which is rotating, you can hear the sound very clearly. You become very aware of yourself. Or rather, I would say it is self-consciousness. But that self-consciousness does not translate into self-realization. What leads us to self-realization is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness leads to self-realization where our self is a part of Krishna. So therefore, we can never be happy without this connection with Krishna. And many of these self-help groups in this world, you know, who try to help people to become happy, this is the attempt of self-help groups in this world who want to make people happy in this world without connection to Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj, he gives a brilliant analogy in this regard. He says, Naivatmana Praburayam Nijalabhapurno Manam Janada Vidushak Karuno Vrinite Yadyad Jano Bhagavate Vidadhita Manam Tachatmane Pratimukhasya Yatha Mukhashrihi. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, this is an analogy Prahlad Maharaj quotes in his verse. He says, if the face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror, tachatmane pratimukhasya yatha mukhashri, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. So when a devotee, he comes to this stage in his devotional service, in his devotional journey, sojourn, where he understands or he begins to appreciate that whatever service I am rendering, whatever I am doing, the thought should not be that how I am going to benefit out of this. Actually, the understanding, because, you know, people always have this, many in the outside world, conditioned living entities, even we have this, okay, let me give this as an offering to Krishna, let me take something for offering to Krishna, let me take this, we'll give this as offering, we'll give that as an offering. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, actually, when something is offered to the Lord, by Lord's mercy, the benefactor of that offering is the person who is offering himself. He is more needy of that service. So when a devotee comes to understand this, he begins to understand this in his devotional sojourn, he is said to be in Vishuddha Sattvam. So, Lord is great. This is partial knowledge. And when our knowledge starts getting completed, then what is happening? Variety starts getting introduced. And what is this variety in qualitative oneness? Already we have spoken that is qualitative oneness between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. So now we are talking oneness, but still there is variety. What is this variety? Because at that time, the rasas will be revealed. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras. And when the living entity is installed in his own rasa, then he will be happy. This is called perfect realization of absolute truth. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberates Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in that he says, mentions one verse, Bhagavan Sambandha, Bhakti Abhideya. Bhagavan Sambandha, Bhakti Abhideya Hai, प्रेम प्रयोजन वेदे तीन वस्तु कहे. चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इज द सेंट्रल पॉइंट ऑफ ऑल रिलेशनशिप्स. फर्स्ट, एक्टिंग इन डिवोशनल सर्विस टू हिम इज वंस रियल ऑक्यूपेशन. सेकेंड, एंड द अटेनमेंट ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉडहेड इज द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ लाइफ. थर्ड, दीज थ्री सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स आर डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द वैदिक लिटरेचर्स, नथिंग एल्स. सो वी कैनॉट सिट एंड डिस्कस हियर दैट हु इज बेटर, वेदर अर्जुन इज बेटर और प्रहलाद इज बेटर. बिकॉज फ्रॉम अ तत्व पॉइंट, अगेन वी आर कमिंग टू दिस एस्पेक्ट ऑफ यू नो, फ्रॉम अ तत्व पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू बोथ आर इक्वल. From a tattva point of view. But where is the difference? The difference comes when we look at it from the rasa perspective. But we are not here to compare who is better. The point is, that is where you will be able to better appreciate again achintya bheda bheda tattva. From a tattva perspective, they are equal. Both Prahlad and Arjuna. But from a rasa point of view, they are different. Simultaneously one and different. So, the point is that both are satisfied in their positions, and this gives rise to spiritual variegatedness. The words navailakshanyam anvapi boldly affirms that the individual living entity is indisputably a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and qualitatively one with Him. Any philosophical attempt to separate the living entity from the Supreme Lord and deny His eternal servitude to the Lord is thus refuted. So when this line is, when the materialists say that they have this bodily concept of life. So when the bodily concept of life comes into the picture, so then what happens? Sorry, when the Mayavadis talk about oneness, then what happens? Then the process is lost. That sambandha, because they change the sambandha equation, so there is no abhideya. There is no abhideya. And therefore, the opportunity, so any philosophical attempt to separate living entity from the Supreme Lord and deny His eternal servitude to the Lord is thus refuted. So because, therefore, this attempt to get service of the Lord, unless the Supreme Personality is qualitatively one but quantitatively different, this difference is not there, there is no abhideya. Unless this concept, understanding that Jivera Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das, this is there, unless that is there, then there is no question of abhideya, unless the sambandha is properly understood. And this is a fantastic week we are going through, the World Holy Name Week. The best process of abhideya, which is given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is chanting the holy names of the Lord, which we can do anywhere, anytime. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this World Holy Name Week, we are actually emphasizing more and more upon this basic, primary and most simple and most easy to perform method of worship or direct service to the Lord, that is chanting the holy names of the Lord. So, speculation arriving at the conclusion that the living entity has independent existence separate from the Lord is described in this verse as apartha or useless. So therefore we cannot describe that the living entity has an independent existence from the Lord. There is no separate. That is what is described as. So therefore, the theory of 25 elements is acceptable to the Lord as a preliminary phase in the evolution of spiritual knowledge. That is step one. As I said right at the beginning, that is the one point where both Mayavadis and Vaishnavas, they agree that the living entity is not this body, is apart from the body, is the spirit soul. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Please forgive me, I have gone beyond time. If anybody has any queries or any corrections, please feel free to. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
क्लास दिया गुरु जी आपने, ये आपका नोट से
हमेशा पेपर पे लिखे, तो पेपर पे लिखा।